Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
All right, G, you've met our guest. I didn't even get a chance to say hello. G, would you like to tell us? You're sitting next to?
I am here with Jody. She is the executive director of Female Strong and the Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me before your trip and everything.
Yeah, exactly. You think it'd be embarrassing if I cry a lot on the plane?
No, not at all.
I mean, you'll let it out, right?
Right. Are they going to put little markers on seats for criers, too?
Yeah, for Steve. Actually, they just have Steve markers. Don't sit next to Steve. Jody Lavoy, correct?
Correct.
What are you doing for girls?
Oh, we're doing a lot for girls. So first of all, Female Strong is our newest organization that creates life-changing experiences for girls to become future leaders. And we target middle school and high school girls. And the program that we've had running the longest here in Chicago is YAY, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
I like this, YEA.
YAY. And it's like a Shark Tank experience. The girls have to go through a full application process, an interview process. They're selected to participate in the program.
Cool.
And then they come up with their own business idea and get funded at the end.
So it causes them to have some sweat equity in it, to think through the process of why they deserve to get this kind of training, right?
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. Why is it that in 2019, almost 2020, that we haven't figured out that middle school and high school girls may have some self-esteem issues that boys don't have? It still seems like we're in denial about that.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And the research shows, especially for girls when you're 7 and 8, and if you're asked the question of, can I do that same job as the boy sitting next to me? 70 to 80% of them will say yes. By the time they're in high school, that number drops to 30% or lower.
Oh, it's just sad.
It's very sad. And so programs like these can really help build their self-esteem.
YAY has been around for 6 years now. So can you give us a story about, you know, maybe a girl that you helped inspire through the program 6 years ago? And are they sticking with this business plan?
Absolutely. So myself, I've been with the organization as the executive director a few months. However, I've been friends with the founder for many, many years. There are extremely inspiring stories of businesses that they've started that still exist today.
Nice.
But what's most important are the skills that they gain. Mm. These girls go on to do public speaking. The confidence that you see in them. When they first walk in the room that first day of class, they can be pretty shy. They don't look you in the eye when they shake your hand. At the end, they're in front of organizations speaking about their products, speaking about what they've learned, volunteering for clubs. Their parents have seen dramatic changes in their confidence. So,
We're all the parents on the show. We're all parents of daughters. And while your daughters are younger than Dave's daughter or my daughter and Mary's daughter, we're all in that same generation of parents. There's been no shortage of praise that we've given our girls. Right. So how come this isn't getting better? I mean, thank God you're out there, because without organizations like yours, maybe we're not getting ahead at all. But what do we need to do better societally?
You know, it's an interesting question. I believe social media has played in a lot to confidence levels. You know, you and I probably remember coming home from school, and if you had an issue with a friend, you could kind of leave that at school and not answer the phone. But these days, those kind of issues follow you, and there's such an addiction and an attraction to kids to be on their device all
and
the time.
And middle school is such a crucial time, right? Why is that?
Absolutely. So the mean girls thing is real, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
But I think it's hard. I think it's hard for boys and girls. But I think girls have more. There are more elements in a young woman's life as she's growing up that she has to deal with.
There are, and just the media and society and pictures of
especially
girls.
Yeah,
exactly. And so
body image, self image, self care, all of that
is so important.
In middle school and high school girls, why is that the most important ages to hit? Because of what we're talking about?
Because of exactly what we're talking about confidence. That's when they start to lose it. And so we really want to target them before the downward slide happens.
So if people are listening now, is it as simple as going to YAY.chicago.org?
It is. Our class this year is launching tonight.
Nice.
And so we're gearing up to fill classes for next fall, and then we'll be launching some additional programming through Female Strong.
Can you give us some examples of some of the businesses that the girls come up with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so one from last year, this was our winner who went on to the national competition. She came up with a business called Smart Aleck, which is teaching kids in a video graphic way laws. You know, don't shoplift. What will happen if that happens?
So it'd be like a role-playing clip that went along with it?
Yes, okay. Yes. And so she's still, she's launched a lot of that and still developing
that. Well, that's a cool
idea.
You don't want to be method, though, in that case and actually go steal anything. So that's an interesting idea.
Absolutely.
All right, give me another one.
Food V. So this is for kids with food allergies, mm-hmm. which we all know is such a big, hot topic. It helps through an app. For when you go to the store, you can know if that's a product that contains nuts or whatever your allergens
wow.
are.
That's
absolutely.
That's a great idea. You know, there's someone that works with us who's got a daughter going to school in New York, and she and a friend had developed an app about safety in bars that was specifically designed for women.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
The bars would be rated independently, not sponsored. And rated independently about, you know, how to handle the creep, what's the ratio of creeps to good guys in this place, what's the safety of the neighborhood, all of that stuff. So that sort of innovation Absolutely. With tech is really important.
It is. And the girls through our program really realize what their talents, their passions are, and that's how they craft their business ideas.
Well, you must be very pleased when you see these girls graduate from this stuff, huh?
It's very exciting.
Yeah, turning out solid young ladies to rule the world. By the way, you guys rule the world anyway. You just need to take more credit for it. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
A lot of pressure. You're the most valuable person on the planet.
I'm, yeah,
good
it
news,
is.
It only
I'll
lasts 24
keep
hours.
Up to that.
Yeah, you're down to 23 hours and 52 minutes.
All right, super.
Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
Again, the website yeachicago.org, yeachicago.org. And don't forget to nominate your MVPs. Tell us about great people in your lives doing great things. Like the guy yesterday at O'Hare who rammed his cart into the crazy catering right. cart. There's an MVPP. That was close to running into that small jet. That crazy cart that was flipping around that so many of you saw online.
And also about a dozen baggage handlers who were out there.
We yeah. need to get a hold of him.
We still don't have a name.
Oh.
WGNradio.com/contest. And we'd like to, you know, give this guy his due, so let
yeah.
us know who he is.
Well, maybe somebody listening knows him.
Well, we would hope. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just you and me talking, and we know we don't know.